Cliff, obviously Sam's is a great athlete. You know what? Former dual defensive or co-defensive player of the year in the SEC. You know, he's a sack guy. That's what he does. Where will he fit on Montreal's D-line? Is he going to beat out anybody that was there last year?
Well, to be honest with you, I'm not sure because, yeah, he hasn't played football competitively now in just over a year, but you have to be impressed with everything that he brings to the table, and he's going to be in tough here because he's already going to be part of a very stacked lineup. You're talking about guys like John Bowman, Alan Michael Cash, Gabriel Napton, Brian Burkowski, guys that, you know, both veterans and youth as well. I definitely like what Sam's going to bring to the table, and I definitely think he'll compete for sure. Whether he'll make the starting lineup, I mean, yes, just based on the fact that there's going to be Michael Sam jerseys for sale right now, that's not necessarily going to be the be-all, end-all as far as I'm concerned, but he's going to be in tough for sure for training camp, and I think he's going to do well.
Do you think he'll maybe if he doesn't earn a starting spot as a defensive lineman, is there anywhere that could be open for him on special teams?
Well, I know last year in the NFL during training camp, the St. Louis Rams wanted him more as a linebacker. They were trying to play with that a little bit, so it's very possible he'd go linebacker as well. But again, Montreal is extremely stacked at linebacker as well. But I think the one thing that Jim Popp had talked to me about last year during training camp when Michael Sam was first put on the negotiation list was he does see him very much as a pass rusher, and he definitely thinks that his size and his skill set is perfect for the CFL. So again, barring as far as competition goes, I can't see any reason why they'd want to switch him from anything else. But I guess, you know, starting Sunday, we'll see what's going to happen.
Once training camp gets going, I'm not sure it's that big of a story, at least for me, his sexual orientation. It's more so how he will be as a player. What other positions, when you look at the Alouettes, what are the question marks? What is the one area, let's start with the offense, this team needs to improve the most in?
Well, I think the one thing that they've done this year for sure is they're not putting all their quarterbacking eggs in one basket. Yes, Jonathan Grompton came in and he wowed everybody, but the starting job it's his, but it's definitely not set in stone like it was last year when Troy Smith was given the starting job. I think Crompton played fantastic last year. He's definitely one of the reasons why the Alouettes went from being 1-7 to 9-9. But I look at him, I look at...
Nicole, Cliffy's phone just died. He's got to pay his bill.
Yeah, something
died
happened.
Right out there. You know, you look at the... And I would think that the majority, though not everybody, because, you know, some players came out, even some former CFL players, Arlen Bruce no longer around, that, you know, some people have their strong convictions about that. If you were playing with a teammate that was, as a gay man, would it impact you?
For me, it's not even about that. For me is can he play? You know, that's the concern for me is I'm not worried about that. I'm not going into it thinking about that. I mean, people's opinions on it range all over the map, as mine fall in somewhere there as well. And but to me, that doesn't even matter, right? You know, it matters, is he going to be a good teammate? But that's even secondary to, you know, can he play? Like if he goes out and he plays and he performs, of course I want him as a teammate. Right, that's what you want. I mean, going is a professional athlete who wants to win and wants to have success. You need to have people around you and teammates around you who are going to make you a better player and who are going to make the team better. And that's what it's about.
Cliff is back with us. Cliff, Jonathan Crompton, we saw him here in Edmonton, of course, and he didn't want to accept a slot on the practice roster and then magically showed up in Montreal. Kind of know the backdoor dealings of the CFL and how that works. And you know what? Turned into a pretty good quarterback for them. You mentioned they're not putting all their eggs in their basket, but he's clearly the number one, is he not?
Clearly, it's so hard to say right now because, yeah, he's, like I said, he definitely helped the Alouettes improve tremendously last year compared to how they started off. But I mean, I still look at it's a work in progress. I mean, you compare him to other quarterbacks in this league, and again, does he have the tools? Absolutely. Is he going to have the training this year? That's one thing I'm a little concerned about myself personally, because Jeff Garcia last year came in, did tremendous work with both him and Tanner Marsh. So without Garcia this year, like, will offensive coordinator Turk Shauner still be able to provide that leadership, that mentorship that he needs, or are they expecting Anthony Calvillo to maybe help out a little bit of that despite being receivers coach? These are the questions that I'd like to know, and hopefully we'll find out by by the end of the first week of training camp.
That's what I was going to ask you. I noticed that Calvillo has the receivers coach tag, but they don't have, well, they've got Schoenhardt is also their quarterbacks coach. And I talked to so many quarterbacks, and if you don't have a coach, like, I don't know if you can be the OC and the quarterbacks coach and give them the time that a lot of quarterbacks feel they need as far as to succeed in the CFL.
Absolutely. And also to this notion of coaches having multiple titles. It's one I've never been a big fan of. Like last year, Tom Higgins, he was not only the head coach, he was also the special teams coach. And I think that was his weakness for the Alouettes last year, was their special teams. Like, I'm very happy that this year they now actually have an honest-to-goodness special teams coach right now. So now, like, when I look at the quarterback position, yeah, there's definitely a lot of things to be excited about. Like, I'm definitely very excited to see Brandon Bridge as well, potentially playing for, or at least, you know, making the Alouettes roster as well. But again, are we going to be able to develop these quarterbacks properly without a tried and true quarterback coach? Like, that's going to be a big question for me as far as the quarterbacking position goes.
Well, I guess the advantage is Schoenhardt at least, you know, played the position, and obviously Anthony Calvillo played it better than anyone. You know, Schoenhardt was an NFL quarterback. If memory, I'm pretty sure he was with the Buccaneers and maybe even the Patriots and the Giants, if memory serves me correctly. I know he played in the 80s for quite a few years, and so at least he understands that position. What was it about Garcia that made him such a good quarterbacks coach in your mind?
For me, he understood the position. He understood not only what it takes to win, not just in the NFL, but in the CFL as well. I mean, like, his resume speaks for himself. And like I said, I was very excited. I actually happened to be at the practice, his very first practice, when he was brought in as the quote-unquote offensive consultant, or whatever you want to call him. I was very excited because, again, I know he has what it takes to win. And like I said, just the work alone that he did with, like, so with Crompton and with Marsh, I was blown away by it. So the fact that the Alouettes, for whatever reason, didn't want to retain his services, just, it blew my mind. I thought, this guy's a winner. Why wouldn't you want him on your coaching staff in some way, shape, or form?
Cliff Pline from 3NowNation.ca joins us. I noticed you mentioned special teams coordinator. Well, a name that very familiar to Eskimo fans, Cavis Reed, is now the special teams coordinator in Montreal. They've got, you know, Noel Thorpe. You've got Tom Higgins. They got Chris Sweet. They've got a long time kind of Edmonton connection, really, on their coaching staff.
Absolutely. And we even just added another ex-Eskimo in Fred Stamps, and that's a move I'm very excited about. And not only am I excited about it, but Jonathan Crompton, very excited about it as well, his former teammate. And I got to say, the deal to send Kenny Stafford to you guys in exchange for Stamps, I think it's a win-win for both teams. You guys are getting an exceptional talent in Kenny, and we're going to get probably another sort of receivers coach, if you will, with Fred Stamps. Like, we've got a lot of great young receivers on the Alouettes, and they're going to need an extra little bit of coaching as well, and I'm pretty sure that Stamps is going to be able to provide that with no problem.
Is he going to play the short side slot?
I don't know. To be honest with you, I look at the receivers that have been drafted this year, and I think they're going to get a lot of consideration, but I'm personally excited to see what Stamps is going to bring, because I look at Stamps, I look at SJ Green, Samuel Jaguar also was signed by the Alouettes, so there's certainly no shortage of capable hands for Crompton to throw the ball to.
Cliff, we appreciate your time. Enjoy training camp.
Well, thank you very much, and best of luck to you guys out in Edmonton this year.